Deadlands, Tales from the Shattered Coast, Episode 10, Part 1, is up on the feeds tonight. This continues our Savage Worlds game in the horror western setting by the Pinnacle Entertainment Group. If you find yourself needing a game and can't find a gaming group in your area, our podcast is one very small example of what you can find on the internet using Skype or Google Hangouts. In fact, on November 15th through the 17th of 2013, there is an online game convention called AetherCon, found at AetherCon, AetherCon.com, that you might want to check out. This is their second year hosting this online convention, and there seems to be many games up for players and slots left for the GMs as well. If you're looking for a game online but have never tried it, why not give this convention a try? For now, enjoy Episode 10, Part 1 of Deadlands.
Hello.
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 Good evening.
Is that all over?
Hello. Yes. Oh, Richard, what are you doing?
Nothing. I am doing nothing. That is certainly not me in that picture. Neither one of those things.
Okay. The cat still doesn't look very happy, though.
No. I remember seeing that on a motivational poster, which said, torture. It's different things for different people.
Actually, I tend to get my motivational posters from demotivation.com.
Yeah. I think it was one of those places. Similar.
Those are decidedly not motivational.
No.
Ooh, I got red chips. Awesome.
Oh, so how is everyone?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm here.
Psyched.
Oh, I didn't get any red chips. Huzzahs!
Then you're the odd one out. Everybody look at them and no, no, don't worry, Jameis. You can have one of my red chips, and then we can all look at Gideon.
Yeah, I'm a little white all the time.
I have a slight stomach thing going on, so I may need to take more than just the one break tonight. So we will.
You still feeling bad? It's been, or is it a new thing?
No, it's the same thing. It's got like a 12 week cycle. I'm coming towards the end of it. Yeah.
12 weeks, wow.
It's one of those where it's not debilitating, but you just feel, you know, not so good.
Presume it's some sort of virus rather than a parasite.
Yeah, exactly. It's a virus. It's
like 12 weeks, you could claim it's a dependent on your
tank. I've got this amoeba that I'm going to claim.
Yeah. You know what? Tax season is coming up. Might not be a bad thing to try.
Yeah, I already done my taxes. I got it as close to the line as possible without having to pay. I love that. I got like $30 back, which is cutting it as fine as I like.
I never get a refund, and I never pay.
Well, that's even better.
Yep, I do that makeup contributions to my retirement fund, or, I mean, I think last year I donated $2 to the presidential campaign simply because I didn't want to have to deal with a $2 check.
There you go. All right, looks like everybody's on. I've distributed chips everywhere.
Cards.
Yep.
We got cards.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll start with Gideon. What did Gideon draw there?
Shaking in their boots. Everybody in the scene is shaken after I say something suitably horrible. And hot iron and whiskey. Play on a wounded character. He has one wound healed, but gains a permanent scar.
Hey, you're wounded.
Yep, yeah. Not going to do that.
You have that permanent groin scar.
Nope. Plans for my groin.
What did Yong pull?
Yong got Turncoat. Hero somehow convinces or bribes a minor foe to perform a small favor, such as helping the heroes escape, revealing the location of the boss, etc., etc. That might have been useful last time. And even better, I've got reinforcements. Play during combat. Reinforcements arrive for the bad guys. The exact number and type is up to the GM. Each player character may immediately draw an adventure card. And if you draw an adventure card, you get to play an additional adventure card. So this means that everybody would be able to play two cards.
And what did Luke pull?
I got Bullseye again, double damage to a successful ranged attack. And nice. Inspiration, friendly characters, including your hero, add +2 to all trait rolls for the rest of the round.
Good. And Sarah?
I got, let's see, what's this thing? It is called You Shall Not Pass. Your character gains a +2 bonus to all attack and damage rolls. The effect lasts as long as the character does not move and is not shaken at the end of another character's action. And Quick Funeral. Play on any character that has died. That character returns to the game as a Harrowed. Unfortunately, his Manitow has control of him for the first 24 hours after he has risen.
Excellent. Well, my first action in this game is to turn on Gideon Stewart and put him down out of his misery.
Although, I'm not sure if he knows the difference.
Although the Blessed can still utilize their powers, even though they're Harrowed.
Yep. Well, as long as they're in control. Not while the Manitou is in control.
Yes, and
stunningly enough, during that 24 hours, Zane did so much, or not Zane, Gideon did so much good for everyone that, in complete opposition to his current character.
What are you guys talking about? I have not done anything overtly evil during this game.
Not overtly, but.
Yeah.
Besides those 5 engines I killed in cold blood. Those, they don't count.
They were asking for it.
Yep.
I took pictures. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I mean, in pictures, amazingly, they look like white people.
Photoshop some? Whatever.
Airbrush.
All right, well, this is going to be session 10. And who wants the recap from last session?
I somebody can do other it. Than me does.
Someone jump at it.
I can do it.
I don't have all my notes.
You never have your notes.
No, I usually do have my notes, but I literally walked in the door 10 minutes ago.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. You want it, Jameis?
If I recall, and I may not recall what we did at all correctly, we went out on the lookout. The next morning we went for the lookout for where... I can't remember his name. That's how great my memory is.
Captain Roderick Pennington Smythe.
Pennington Smythe, that was it. We went out and after questioning the hotel staff, and we found out that he went away with a whole lot of luggage and caught a rickshaw to go. Then we tracked down the rickshaw with getting just hemorrhaging money this entire adventure. There's only money too, so that's even better. Eventually tracked down to Joe, the rickshaw driver, and who took Pennington Smythe out to the edge of town towards the west where the hills were. And then while Sarah and I had tea, Gideon and Yong went did a little bit of shopping. Then we all gathered up and went out to the edge of town there. And had a chat with an old man who had used Umbrella Foo and his two kids who saw that the evil Tin Ear, what was his name?
Ben Noodlemar.
Ben Noodlemar. There's a couple of them. I can't remember which one.
Ben
Noodlemar.
Ben Noodlemar.
Ben Noodlemar. Pasta Man took Smythe and away to a townhouse, and with the kids' help, we went to that there townhouse, and they were indeed, there were some of the noodles men outside, and after Young did some scouting, saw that there was more inside, and Smythe was just tied up to a chair. Then after Young led the ones outside away, the rest of us formed a rescue party and knocked everyone unconscious through some amazing fighting ability, in which no guns were fired. And no one was stabbed up. And indeed, Sarah was quite good at knocking people out. I recall, actually. I think she put pretty much all of them out.
3 out of 4 of them.
Yeah.
Oh, there was actually five. Four out of five.
Four out of five. There you go. So after we got Smythe back, we then found out that he had been captured just after placing the amulet, which we were all after, in a hole in the ground. So we went to where the hole in the ground was and found a big hole in the ground that had been created by the application of dynamite. Went in, found a big cavern with a lot of dead bodies, and a big rock guardian came out to beat the hell out of all of us. And we were doing very little damage, and Gideon managed to shatter a jewel in its head, and that put it down for the count. And then that's when the, I'm going to say, ogre attacked us?
Yep. Chinese ogre.
Yep. Chinese ogre. That is, that, we were less concerned about it, so put me to him. Big huge rock guardian, no! Oh, Chinese ogre, oh, we've killed them before.
Well,
and he,
it one-shotted me, so there's a thing.
Yeah, but that didn't bother any of us, so that's fine. And it had the amulet inside it, if I recall.
It had the amulet, yes.
Yep. And it, there was also a symbol of power on the cave, which indicated that it was a natural source of power.
Mm-hmm.
And about that time, the rock guardian was coming back to life, so we gathered up the jewel to stop it and decided to then leave because the various people had been injured, Gideon whining all the way.
No, what? No! Base lies, sir.
This is Luke Vision. You get Gideon Vision when you relate. Continue.
And we went back to the hotel, and there was a great reunion, and there was... Did we even get fed?
Yes.
No, we did get fed, and then we got a whole lot of exposition from Smythe and the other chap who was in the hotel, whose name I've also forgotten.
Dillinger.
And Smythe and Dillinger decided to take off for parts east, I believe, back to London. And they were going to basically just drop the amulet off in the middle of the ocean. And we were left there in their rooms for about the, which had been paid up by the next month. And we were then going to be considering our plans from there on out.
I believe the rooms were paid off for the next 3 months. And we basically took over their rooms and their stuff.
Yes.
And there's a whole lot of... Go ahead.
As I said, there's a whole lot of exposition, which I'm not going to give a recap here. See last episode for the exposition.
Okay. I also believe that we were supposed to... part of the deal was that there were agents that would be coming by to report to Dillinger, and that we were supposed to handle or forward along those messages.
We'll action those items.
Also,
we're also going to look into doing the photograph via the special epigraph camera of Lost Angels.
Yep. We got put in touch with someone, or we got a name that we could get in touch with someone. And also, we all got main members of the Twilight Legion / Explorer Guild.
Yeah. Did we get an extra ring for Zane, or is he going to stuck?
Nope. You just got one for each of you.
Okay. So that yes or no for Ring for Zane?
No Ring for Zane. You weren't given. Okay. You were not given an extra one.
Okay, and we didn't. Ask, so.
Just in case you meet someone else trustworthy on the road.
Yeah, Zane. I'm sorry, you haven't proven yourself yet. You'll have to get a ring later.
Zane's got other things going on when he comes back. Fear not for Zane.
If he comes back, we do have this bring person back as hallowed card. So.
So we'll pick up then basically that same night where we left off. You are now in possession of the remnants of the Explorers Guild, which is now on the top floor of the Sunrise Hotel establishment. So, what now? This is also the first time you've been left alone to your own devices in this room, I might add.
So, this is after they've enacted their plans. Yes. And they've all gone elsewhere.
Okay, so this is next morning?
Yes.
Okay, great.
One of the first things I want to do is just look outside and see whether any of the people that they hired who were guarding the floor before are still here, or if they all left.
They have all left.
Okay.
Yes. Yep. And this is why I'm worried about us being ambushed.
If you remember, they used some of those guys to dress up like them. So when they left, you know, a bunch of people looking like Dillinger and Smythe all left in different times.
Smythe in the fat suit.
Damn, he has already left. I was going to warn him. Never mind. It just occurred to me that the person who could read minds would know what he looked like, really. So the fat suit would not.
Looks like a man who looks like him, but is not as fat. Yep, that'll help.
And without the must.
Man is hatless. I repeat, hatless.
In the West, that will be very easy to spot.
Right, so the top floor here, you basically got this large room that you're in now, which is kind of a meeting room, dining room, and there are four other rooms on this floor.
Yes, yes, we get the hint from the GM and explore the floor.
I'm just telling you what the layout is so that you're all on. Oh, are we all sleeping on the dining table? No, it's got four sets of rooms, and you've got a main gathering room.
It looks like Zane will be sleeping on the dining table, should he come.
Yeah, I mean, we can search the rooms then. Do we want to immediately deal with the issue about the cave, see if we can research any information? And then any rumors?
I think the caves are a good idea first, yes.
Yeah, so let's research it.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And then hit the streets, see what we can find out, and then go exploring.
I would like to borrow my disguise again, if I may, Luke.
So how are you researching?
Well, first we're going to search our rooms, and then what we're going to do is hit the streets.
Okay.
Fair enough. I'm going to leave. I guess we split the party. Good old Yong go question, see if we can't find ourselves a wise man in town. Or someone, you know, a storyteller who might know about that. Perhaps the old uncle who was.
I was going to suggest that first to the umbrella shop and then on to the old uncle.
Yes, I hope you've set him up as a proper NPC now, Bert, because he will come back.
All
right.
Do they have a decent library in town that isn't Chinese?
No, they do not. Okay. They don't have a library.
Okay.
In town.
All those who speak Chinese, put their hands up and read Chinese.
As a matter of fact, one of the things I brought up last episode was the cafe that you guys walked into. Mm-hmm. Was unique in the fact that they had newspapers and books from all over. Yeah.
Tea time, yes.
Yes. And that's what's passing for a library, with text in English, anyway. Otherwise, in the accommodations that you've been left, do a cursory look around. They've left you with some armaments. There are various rifles and pistols and ammunition, here.
Any blackjacks?
Blackjacks?
Or
saps?
There's lead shot, for reloading your own shotgun shell, so if you wanted to make a sap, you could easily make a sap.
I want to
make a sap.
Yeah, sure, that's fine. the spare leather around, that's something you can do without a problem. Other than the armament, some of the things that are left around, there is a small wooden coffer. He told you that he left some money back because occasionally... He told you to look out for people that would be coming to bring information. Sometimes they have to pay for the information. Mm-hmm. So they left you with a little fund there. You've got about $200 in various coins. The other thing you find, it's kind of sooty. It looks like it's been damaged a bit. And it's locked is a steamer trunk. It looks like it had been through a fire recently. And this is, you're going through a corner where there's a bunch of saddlebags and different ephemera lying about, and it was kind of buried.
This must be what they could save from the Explorers Club that was burned down. So we should obviously open it and see what knowledge can be gained by what's in the trunk.
The lock had been damaged in the fire, so I assume someone's just going to knock it off or break it off.
Sure.
I can lockpick it. I can use my lockpicking skill.
Sure, you'll try, but the lock has been damaged. It actually, the tumblers don't work, so you end up just breaking it off. The wood gives before the lock does. Open it up, and there's various tomes. Most of them have been well preserved as they were wrapped in wax paper and then covered over with wool. Different tomes, many of them are in Latin, some in Greek. One of them looks like a small diary wrapped in leather.
Sure.
Necronomicon, De Verbis Mysterious, I'm speaking to Colton.
What's the Latin? I read Latin.
Okay. Most of them are excerpts from, books of the Bible that had not been ratified by the church.
Apocrypha.
Yes.
Yeah.
Different sections of Apocrypha.
Okay. All right. Well, what does the journal say?
Okay. There's no name on the journal. But just reading through it, it's not very long. It looks like there's probably less than a year's worth of entries in there. But the writer was apparently the architect of the building, that the Legion Hall was.
Mm-hmm.
And, it goes over some just details about, pouring foundation, work that they've used. Some of it's personal. The last entry in it, which was dated some time ago, says, "Damn my luck! I thought sure I had the winning hand. Now Tam has the only key to the vault. Why the hell did I make it out of gold anyway? And Smythe and Dillinger are set to arrive this month. Well, the vault's secure, I suppose. They don't need to know about it. Maybe I can get the key back."
Oh.
Good.
Yep. I was expecting
big ears.
That. Oh, okay. Yes. So, big ears Tam has the key to the vault. Excellent. I'm sure he's a moron and doesn't know anything about that. All right. Well.
And I'm sure we don't have enough money to just buy it off him.
It is interesting that whoever the architect was obviously lived or stayed at the Explorer Society for a while and was friends with Big Ears Tam when he burned it down.
No, it was then Nudemois. I mean, none of us are completely in charge of our subordinates. And
okay, such an action I would have expected to have been punished and dealt with by now, then, because it has been a couple of weeks now, I believe.
Yeah, but it depends on the relative levels of power within the city. No ruler is a complete autocrat. Everyone always has to balance in a delicate situation like was described.
It also depends on the repercussions, and if there are none, there won't be too much punishment in dealing with it.
To burn down the place of somebody who you know well enough to play poker with?
I mean, you may still shake the hands of your enemies even though he stabs you in the back.
And having the key to the vault, which is now probably inaccessible because of all of the rubble, etc., on top of it?
Or rubble can be moved, and someone you play poker with is not necessarily your friend. It could be a mark. We don't know. Insufficient information. We need some more information. Discuss it with him.
Well, we know the rubble has been moved.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it could give you a chance to try your lock skills anyway.
Yes, I suppose so.
All right, well, we'll mark that down as an action item for later.
Does it say who the... No, it just says the architect, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, he doesn't even call himself the architect. You're just supposing that the guy was. Yeah.
I wonder if we could find out who did build it. I wonder if he also built the vault, or if that was done by someone else. They may have
We'll probably need to
see. Didn't you say he made the only key? Made it out of gold?
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll talk with. We're going to end up needing to talk with Big Ears Tam anyway, so we'll put it down when we talk to him.
You probably also want to talk to the captain sooner rather than later, because he'll be taking off soon.
Well, no, he has to repair his boat, so he's going to be here for a little bit.
Still wants to get away.
And it has been a couple of days now.
Yes.
boat repair takes even a fairly minor one.
What do I know? The shark that you left him with.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. I'm from a landlocked country.
What?
I'm from Deseret, Bubba. We're the biggest country west of the Mississippi.
Country.
If you don't count the Indians.
Yes, they are their own country, sovereign nation.
Race.
Okay.
We're a theocracy. Anyways, let's go deal with. I prefer to go deal with the cave and then let's go get our money. So why doesn't the lovely Miss Sarah go discuss any travelers, any of the white people who travel, like Sarah, see if there's any kind of lore or legends. Then Zane, do whatever he wants. Young and I can go and see if we can find the old man and see if we can discuss it with him.
Okay, then I'm going to start out by going to the tea shop and seeing if I can get a lead on someone that would know local legends.
Okay, sure. Unfortunately, the tea shop is populated by mostly whites and Europeans. So local legends.
I'm not trying to find the local legends. I'm trying to find a contact that would know someone that has.
Who's
local
in
legends.
Charge of the tourist bureau? In other words.
Actually, there's no tourist bureau because Shan Fan is not really a tourist destination.
They barely tolerate your kind. And you, as a Canadian, you are doubly strange to these people.
You ask around a bit. Let's see. What kind of social skills does Sarah have there? You
guys, she's very charismatic.
Give me a persuasion roll. Just let's put on the charm and see if anyone.
Streetwise is generally the research with people skills.
I'll accept either.
Okay. And let's see, does charismatic go in for...
Yes.
Okay. So...
Wow. Okay. All right, the proprietor apparently is very much into the Penny Dreadfuls, like stories of horror and speculation. And she tells you that, there's several older people in town who keep stories and pass on, the old oral traditions of the area. I've had the good acquaintance to have a translator at one time or another to hear some of these stories. She basically on a napkin draws down a really rough sketch of a neighborhood. And let me throw up a map here, actually. One second.
The city map or the different map?
No, I'm just going to throw up the city map.
Yeah.
Down in the Stink Town area, she, kind of roughs out a sketch of a neighborhood. And X's off, a house that she remembers that the person was more than willing to talk about old tales for. She would often just bring by an offering of lunch or dinner, for instance, along with a translator.
Ah, well, there's the problem.
She never caught a name. It's in that unpronounceable speech that they have, the translator just referred to him as old father.
Okay. Well, where is Young?
Where is Young?
We were going to go and speak to the old
umbrella man.
Yep.
After we had an umbrella for him to replace the one he used.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, then I'm just going to note the information and. Order another cup of tea and some more scones, because they're delicious, and wait until I can rendezvous with Young and Gideon, because I don't want to go into Stink Town without an escort.
Right. They are delicious. They're made with real fat. What kind of animal fat? You really don't want to speculate. But real fat. And Zane, or not Zane, who is Luke with?
Damn you, Pete.
Were you with Sarah, or were you with Gideon and Young, Luke?
Well, Gideon didn't want me with anyone. Just to be my own man.
I did have a suggestion. There were copies of the Evertaph here, I seem to recall. There might be something in them about this area, possibly.
Yeah. Is that at the in our rooms? Do we have
tea time? No, that's in the tea time coffee shop.
Okay, then I'll be at the tea time coffee shop. Yeah. I'll be reading newspapers.
All right, fair enough.
With my amazing research skill.
They do keep something of a morgue, just because, you know, news is hard fought here. So they do have a couple of boxes going back, you know, sometime a year or so. But not much past that, which yeah, they have out for everyone to peruse. Like I said, this is the closest thing you can get to a library in this town.
Yep.
At least for you English speakers and readers. I'll get back to Luke in just a moment. Gideon and Young, you guys were doing what?
To the uncle who beat the crap out of Young.
Sure. You seem set to think that he has a parasol store. So yes, indeed, you will find him.
No, we were going to buy him a parasol to replace his.
He broke the last one on my head. So.
Yes.
All right. Now, are you going back to the same location to try and find him?
Yep.
All right. Fair enough. Sure. You spend what you spend on a nice sun parasol and head out. And sure enough, you do find them out there again. The kids are once again trying to get a garden to grow. There's actually a little bit of green in the ground this time.
Mm.
Could be crabgrass. You're not sure. But the old man is there with his umbrella out, a little slightly tattered.
Greetings, Uncle. Do you remember us? I lift up my goggles to show who I am. Or I lift up Luke's goggles.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, he was asleep again. He starts awake and you know, does this interesting little crab-like roll and comes up facing you. A couple of chopsticks in his hands.
Dying off the umbrella. We have come seeking knowledge from one such as wise as you.
Yeah, he recognizes the two of you and is like, oh, you live. Oh, have a seat. He motions to... the blanket he's been laying on the ground. You notice that there is a small box nearby, which he removes the lid and pulls out a small bottle of liquid and pours tiny little cups and passes each of you one.
I drink it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
It's shochu. It's a plum wine or plum brandy. Not exceptionally good, but
I don't drink it.
Yes.
Yes. You can smell the alcohol coming off of it. Yeah. The old man sips liberally at it, says, oh, well, you live. I think perhaps you found what you were looking for last time.
Indeed we did, yes. Now we are seeking more. We need to know about... any legends in the area? I am translating this for Gideon's benefit as well, so if he has anything he wants to say.
He looks a little suspiciously at you, and it's like, what legends? Legends from the old country? I know many bedtime stories. He's kind of pulling at his chin beards, looking at you kind of
the local area we are looking for. We found something that warrants further looking at.
Well, there are many, many local tales. This new world is rife with its own mythologies and monsters. I could spin yarns for a month hence. Do you have a tale in particular you're looking for?
Honored one, we are looking for a tale about a cave. outside of town.
A cave?
Crevice.
Well, there are many stories of caves filled with all kind of creatures and dragons.
Damn it. Well, I've lost this afternoon.
Dragons! Tell us more.
Yeah. He relates to you some of the local tales of the maze dragons and how they make their lairs within the rock face, and that some of these underwater caverns lead inland other cave complexes and that sort of things. He does point out that most of the local legends are parodies they have heard from Indian travelers.
Okay.
He doesn't put much stock in them. He knows that a lot of times trades and barters will be made with stories. And they do occasionally have come across the red man in the area. And a lot of these stories are coming from them. Caves. He says, one story is heard is that the whole of the earth is a living thing, and that there are rituals that the Indians, that the red men know, that can draw power, but you have to go deep into the ground, places where the earth's blood is close to the surface.
Are there any Indian tribes that remain in this region?
Oh, yes, yeah, certainly. They very rarely come into Shan Fan now. But in the hills outside of Shan Fan, particularly in the forests.
How dangerous are they?
The red men?
Mm-hmm. Aggressive.
It varies. Not very aggressive unless you attack them. But unfortunately, most of the redwood area... And let me pull up something here real quick. Is owned by the warlord Quan and his triad. And they aggressively try to exterminate Indians in the area. If you're seen as belonging to the warlord's camp, you will not be looked upon favorably.
Okay. Any colors that the warlord people normally wear?
Red.
Okay. Yeah. And what type of gifts do these particular tribes prefer?
Well, always people in this area will trade for food, for meat especially, as it's passingly rare. They are also known to trade for guns, rifles especially.
Yeah.
Yep. This is southeast of Shan Fan. It's where most of the redwoods are.
Mm-hmm. We make that work.
There are several lumber towns. You know, all of these are owned by the warlord Quan.
Okay. Yeah, we'll make that work. All right. Would you know of anyone in this area who is particularly knowledgeable about the local Indian legends?
Local Indian legends? No, not in Shan Fan.
He has
no idea. There are several graybeards that keep a lot of the stories from the Middle Kingdoms. He knows several in Stinktown, where he also resides, by the way. but of the local legends, Shan Fan is not really, don't like outsiders, don't like non-Chinese for the most part, so they're not really wanted here.
Have the Indians told you of the people who occupied Shan Fan before the white people came? Or before your people came?
He looks over at you, Young, and refills your small cup, and notice that your white friend hasn't drank any at all. he looks a little hesitant and says, why does your friend not partake of my hospitality?
The drink that you are serving is against his gods. His ways are strange. They're not like ours, and are sensible dragons.
Oh, he would prefer tea? He rummages through his...
Yes, I believe he
would. Damn you! No, I don't drink tea, Young. I drink water. If it's water, I drink it. It's not water.
Long Island tea.
You should drink this. I tell Gideon, you are upsetting our host by not partaking of his hospitality.
my God's commandments.
So he pours water into a cup, and he's about to add the tea to it.
No, please don't do that. I don't drink tea either.
He looks at the babbling of the white person.
You do not at all?
No. Oh. It is.
Just say it's homeopathic tea.
Then pure water is enough for my friend. So.
Oh, he smiles at that. Oh, it's a healthy man. Oh, yeah. He just hands the teacup over to you that has no tea in it, just the water.
Oh, okay. I will partake of it. Okay. What is legends of the old country?
You're actually surprised that the tea is actually sweet and clean instead of the gritty taste that you've been drinking in the Sunrise Hotel.
What is the nature of... There is a particular crevice nearby. Would you happen to have any knowledge about that?
After some back and forth, he has you describe the place, and do you tell him about the symbol on the wall?
Do not describe the place at all.
You do not?
Okay. Is this wise? Is this...
If...
I wish others to know?
That... If we want to get something, we're going to have to give something.
I bow my head in understanding and translate whatever he says.
I will describe it. I will not describe the newly dynamited hole, but everything else about it.
He recognized the type and form of it, and he does. It's a petroglyph or a geoglyph, something that is known to Chinese geomancers as well. The place is designated as a place of power. It's a place where the earth remembers.
Hmm. What does it remember?
Shakes his head at that. It's not of my tradition. You will have to ask one of the natives about it. But it's a place of power. It's a place where your whispered desires can be heard by the earth.
That sounds good. Okay. What would a Chinese geomancer know it, or just have to speak to the local redmen?
Well, one who is who has the skills of the geomancer could certainly find power in that place. Yes, but likely could not tell you what transpired there if it was not in his tradition.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate very much your help, honored one. Are there any other questions you have, Young? Is there anything else you think that would be wise to approach?
I turn to the old man and say, tell me more about the dragons. Another 15 minutes or so just listening to the talk about dragons. And then I turn to Gideon and say, no.
Okay. While he is talking about dragons.
One thing that you're going to learn from talking to him and listening to his stories of the dragons is that in Shanfan, there is a group of monks called the 37th Chamber. They are a group of Shaolin monks. And they apparently have a lot of lore on the dragons of the area.
We may have to go there very soon.
Yeah. While he's doing that, I will sink to my knees and pray over the Elder One, his children, and this little plot of land that they are trying to tend, and ask the Lord to open his heart and make it fertile for them so that they might have a better life.
Make me a roll with that.
Yes, offend the Chinese with your religion. Yeah.
I'm trying to have...
pretty good faith roll. All right.
Yeah, good enough? Yes, and then I will pass the elder $20 for his time and his knowledge, and request that he does not speak of this to others.
Fair enough. Do you translate that as he put it, Mary Young?
Yes, I trust him to know what he is saying.
All right. Well, the old man will accept the money, and he does a little kind of a bowing ritual of his own towards you once you have finished your own blessing there, Gideon.
That's fun.
Young, you catch some snippet of it being, you know, spare this foolish young white man from his.
I wasn't racist. Why do you have to be racist, old man?
Ah, but it's okay to be racist in a language you know the other guy doesn't understand.
Doesn't understand English. Anyways, let's go back to the others and yes. Where is the Shaolin monks? Where are they?
You don't know where the location is. He just told you a story that involves them, that they are in town.
Okay.
Did not need to search for them high and low. It is our first priority.
I'm thinking we need to speak with the engines. They might know something, and I can speak Sioux. It's pretty much the trade language of engines these days, so hopefully.
Meanwhile, back at the tea time establishment.
Did we just use club for SEP? I don't actually have SEP as a separate item on the list, so we just go club.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think.
Luke, going through the backlogs of the tombstone epitaph, there's actually all kinds of horrific stories in Shanfan. People going missing, starvation hitting an all-time high. You know, you can't grow anything within, you know, 50 miles of the area. It's just nothing takes root in the soil. Cattle starve to death. The famine's been going on for quite a while now. Many stories also, you know, talk about Reverend Grime and his, the Church of Lost Angels, where he's taken in all sorts of sinners and providing people with food. And, once a week they hold these meetings where, you know, anyone can come in and listen to him preach, and he provides everybody with a meal. No one's, no one's made to join the faith, but many do. That's like the largest story that's been in the papers for most of the last year.
Now, do we know that there are hidden stories in the epitaph or not?
You do.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Yes. Yeah, so I'll be looking for those hidden stories as well.
Right. Exactly.
Thing was there. Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing in there recent. You look for the codes, and you know, there's not been anything in there. Of course, you knew that because Lacey O'Malley has been missing for quite a while until you found him. And Lacey is the one who had been hiding the codes, in the epitaphs.
Yeah. So. But there may have been something in some previous story about, oh, there's an uptake of Surge or something from
the you're right to look. You're right to look. But during that time is when Lacey had been away and had not been had a direct hand in the tombstone.
Oh, right. In the past year. Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Wait, so I thought he was just a reporter. Is he a printer as well?
No, but he's the one who hides his reports are the ones that have the hidden information in them. He's responsible for that.
Right, but not the lemon juice.
Think of him as Clark Kent, not as Perry White.
Right. Yeah.
All right, but who does the lemon juice trick then?
He's not the one who prints all of them, although he's been known to. But he is the reporter the information that is hidden is his information. And he has been missing for, you know, most of the last year.
Okay.
None of that stuff has been in the epitaphs.
All right. Okay.
If nothing else, it's good to get up to date with what's happening in the world. We've been out for a month or so ourselves wandering around, so.
Exactly. The most recent papers are all about the ending of the rail wars.
Yeah, did they mention nuclear bombs or?
No, there is some mentions of the town being, you know, destroyed in the battle between the rail barons, listed as collateral damage. But mostly it's all being heralded as a good thing that finally the Rail Baron, it's been settled. Now we have a east to west rail line to be able to move Ghost Rock all across the U.S. and pointing out a good future that now, now that all of this aggression has been put to rest, we can finally, you know, get to the business of building the West.
So, yes,
you will eventually all meet back. I guess you knew where the, they were going to tea time and all, so we'll just say you all meet back there.
Okay.
Your little four-way to buy the umbrella and meet with the old man didn't take long.
Okay. Once we meet back up, I will say we likely need to rent some horses and get out and see them engines. They will be the ones with some knowledge on this, so... Let's go and see if we can...
Or find the Shaolin monks. Or listen to what our companions have found as well.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Looks like I found someone that might know some of the local legends in Stinktown. I've got a rough map to the location, but we'd need a translator to go there, so I didn't want to go without you guys. What'd you find?
We'll blow you what we found. Yeah, I mean, we meet with them. I just think the engines are going to be the people who hold the most information.
Oh, I'm sure they probably will be. So, yeah, I was starting up. So, I'd say let's go with the Indians, and if we don't get anything from them, then we go and check out that connection in Stinktown.
Yeah. Well, we can meet the... We're here. I mean, Stinktown's not that far away. Might as well go down there. I know Young was also looking for a particular individual there, so we can kill two birds with one stone. See if we can't find some further information about these Shaolin monks, and then after that, come back, rent a few horses, and go on out.
Sounds like a plan.
Alright.
Are we taking anything with us to the Indians?
We have some guns here. We have some rifles, so might as well.
In the hotel, not with us.
Yeah, we'll pack a few extra rifles with us and have them trade them over there. Hopefully they can be useful to the Indians and find some, and some of, Warlord King's men can find themselves with a few more bullet holes in them.
What's our longer term plan with regards to the cave?
Find out what's going on, if it's something unholy, destroy it. If it's something holy and useful, then to...
I do not think destroying it just because it does not accord to your faith. It's
That's not what I said. I said unholy.
You said if it's holy, leave it. If it was unholy, right.
Yes, if it is unholy and evil, we destroy it.
What if it is neither holy nor unholy?
Then we leave it, and we reactivate the Guardian and destroy the cave entrance.
Mm-hmm.
Would it not be an idea to have other Guardians for it than the...
I think the one that was there is pretty good.
Not to say that we're brilliant, but we did manage to take it out, so it's not
And it managed to take out to many of the others.
Yeah.
It is possible to put it down, and then if it's only got one guardian,
Do you have another guardian?
If indeed it is of the Indians' mythology, if they know a fair bit about it, may not be a bad idea to get some of them involved.
If they have more insight in this, yes.
They were able to tap into it, for example. I'm sure they would be quite happy to take over keepership of it.
They don't come here, so we'll see what happens. We'll see how it plays out. Away to Stinktown.
All right. So you go trying to find the old man of Stinktown. Let's see. Does Sarah, Sticking you were given a map? A
huge sore thumb.
Sarah, you were given kind of a rough outline, you know, kind of a map of the area. Someone wants to give me a streetwise roll.
It could be anybody. You'll get help from Sarah's map.
No!
Well done, Gideon.
No, we're over here in Splinterville. I don't quite think that's correct.
All right. Well, Sarah, you're pretty sure it's this way. Gideon, you're positive it's the opposite.
Well.
I ain't led us wrong so far.
That's true, you have not. Okay, we will follow Gideon.
Wait, right. What? You're trusting what I'm more of a fight?
All right, following Gideon.
He hasn't led us too far astray yet. He is a man of God, after all.
Will everybody give me notice rolls, please?
We noticed. Now I get a +2 versus ambush. I notice everything.
Nice. Luke, actually, you notice that you're being followed. It's a group of Chinamen who, you know, and they, you know,
there were Chinamen about.
it's hard, you know, for you to tell the difference between one Chinaman and another, but you're pretty sure that this group, dressed as they're dressed, you've seen on many different corners as you've been kind of winding in and out through Stink Town, trying to find this address scrawled on a napkin, and you keep seeing the same group of five guys.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
All right, Gideon, you are standing in front of the hovel that you're pretty sure corresponds to what's on Sarah's napkin.
All right, I'll go up, knock on the door.
Are they wearing a particular color, the people I'm noticing?
It's hard to tell, because they're all wearing kind of, not coverings, but like, they're carrying stuff, like, buckets and, you know, different items. It's hard to take a good look at what they're wearing underneath.
Right.
Catch a flash of green every now and then, though.
Called who's green? Nope. Was it red and green for Thin Mars, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All right. You knock on the door. Elderly lady, peers out behind the door. Looks up at the white man and closes the door.
You hear
a bar being dropped on the other end.
Perhaps I was wrong. Sarah, perhaps you were right.
Oh,
did you bring lunch with us or anything?
No.
No, nobody stopped to get any food.
Fine. Well, no wonder then.
Sarah, maybe you were right. Let's go reorient ourselves and see if you can't lead us the correct
way. Perhaps we should also pop by somewhere to get some offering of some kind.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. I don't know. Money seems to be good enough.
White people trying to do this, you will be looked down on either way.
We're already being followed. How much worse can it get?
We are being followed?
Yeah. Didn't you see them?
I guess not. No.
Oh, well. All right, well.
Yeah, maybe the noodles mean. I'm not sure. I can't quite tell.
All right. Well, Miss, go ahead and see if you can't lead us the correct path, Miss Beauchamp.
Okay. Now try again. And do we need another roll? Or?
No, you don't need another roll. Okay. You're able to go back to where you thought you were right in the first place, and seems to correspond with the napkin. As you're walking up to the place, one of the guys, Luke, that has been following you, kind of gives up the impression of being a casual bystander. He shrugs off the couple of he's had like two water buckets on a pole. He kind of shrugs it off and just starts walking towards you guys.
As I said,
he makes himself, very, very obvious. It's just him that's coming by himself. He takes his hat off as he gets a little closer to you and, addresses you, Luke, since he's been noticing you've been looking back occasionally. Very sorry. You speak with this one for a moment.
Certainly. I'll go over and speak to him. Now, you're speaking English, right?
Yes, he is.
It, It is, as far as I can tell, broken English, as far as I can tell. Yeah. As in, he could probably speak English perfectly well, and he's just putting it on for all I know.
Could be. He says, you're staying at the Sunrise.
Yep, there we are.
Ah, what room are you staying in?
Well, if you need to contact us, just contact us at the Sunrise, and they'll know where we are.
No, we're looking for two other white men.
Really? Well, they're pretty obvious around here.
You all look the same to me.
A nod in the background.
We have different hair color!
who are you looking for?
He kind of pantomimes a fat guy and says, by the name of Smythe, my master wishes to speak to him, has not been able to find him.
Yes, I seem to recall I'll make a similar sort of fat man gesture. The chair. I think he left just the other day. It was something about a sea voyage, I believe.
Oh, that's so unfortunate.
If you ask on the docks, I'm sure they'll be able to tell you. Fat white men, probably just as rare, even more a rare sight than white men around here.
Oh, did he leave with you, jewelry? There is a particular piece that my master wants.
No, didn't have a big discussion with him or anything. Well, been nodding acquaintance. I don't know anything about jewelry. I don't have deceive, by the way.
So. You don't have deceive. Yeah, that's what
I don't have deceive.
That's what too. I was looking for.
All right. Don't ask me for that. I can give you an unskilled role.
he wrinkles, his forehead a bit. As I see, my master is willing to pay a great deal of money for it if you happen to find it.
Oh, I'll keep an eye. And do I contact you? Do I contact your master? Who is your master?
He says, he kind of, pulls back his clothing a little bit, and you see the red and green colors. And he says, you see any man wearing these colors, you tell him that you have the jewelry for Ma.
Right.
And he will be paid well. Will
do. Sounds good. Sounds good. I'll keep an eye out.
He looks over at your other friends who are heading towards the hovel. Do you think maybe they have the jewelry?
I'll ask them if you want.
Oh, yes. He waits.
Now? Okay, right, yes. I'll go back over to the others and say loudly, my friend over there is looking for Smythe, I believe his name was. You know, the fat guy. I'll make the fat man gesture again. He's looking for some jewelry he had. Mean anything to you people, my friends?
I shake my head so that the ear flaps flop around. And try to hide behind somebody, or try to not make it not obvious so that they don't.
Think bad amateur dramatics here is the sort of pose I'm going for.
Yes,
I am not aware of the location of Smythe, nor any jewelry he was carrying. As who knows where he could be?
Look at Sarah.
No idea. Sorry.
I turn back and give the overly dramatic shrug back to him. I'm sorry, we can't help you. We don't know where.
Okay. You look for these colors. We pay you well.
Yeah. We'll keep an eye out.
Gives a bow and walks off.
Why don't you knock rather than me?
I go and knock on the door and then still goggled up. So
the door opens and around knee height, a little head peers out. It's a very young child.
Who
rattles off a bit of Chinese back to him, and two more children come to the door, one head stacked upon the other, grinning up at you. Yes, it's the same children.
What?
Yes.
It's the same children.
Excellent.
Well, cool that.
Yep.
Is there anybody else living in here with you?
Uncle's asleep.
Is Uncle the only one?
Yes.
Well, let's go Let's see if we can find your friend. See if they know your friend. Let's get the hell out.
The real question is, did Bert do that merely because I suggested it or not?
That is the question, isn't it? the kids know you, Young, and they're pleased to see you again. They tell you that their uncle is sleeping.
We came by to show my friends the garden that you have been tending. Yes. Thank you. I made them all go and stand around the garden going, ooh.
All right. Might as well ask around about your friend there, Young.
Ah, the Fonz, so.
Yeah. See if we can't get in touch with him while we're here.
Mm-hmm. Since you've already, some of the other neighbors have seen you, speaking to the kids. This kid's acted favorably towards you. Give me a streetwise roll plus four, just Young.
Critical fumble. It was a plus four, and you critical fumbled it. Somehow you managed. Ooh.
Oh yeah, not a problem.
Barely.
They know the person that you're asking about. He lives in Stink Town. They will actually tell you where he lives. It's a lean-to hut like many of them that are here. Unfortunately, they say that he is not here often as he works in the waterfront. And he's there working most times.
Ooh.
But they show you where his home is, and they take you to it, and he is not there, but...
To the waterfront!
Yes, we can see the captain at the same time, if you like. Yeah. Perhaps he is working on the boat. That would be fortuitous.
Great, we can kill two more birds with one stone. Awesome!
Some of the gray-haired ladies that are willing to talk to you, Young, will tell you that... That he is a good kid, but he is often plagued by troubles. That many of the gangs in town have been trying to recruit him, and he has declined and has suffered many beatings for it.
Ah, perhaps we can.
Some of them suspect that he doesn't come back to his home often because he brings trouble with him, and he does not want to have his neighbors hurt. So they have some respect for him. Good kid.
I will. Expose these virtues to the other members of my party here. Say his upbringing.
He's a good kid.
In mine. Yes. His upbringing reminds me of mine.
He was in a puzzle shop that gets into the mines?
He wishes to remain out of trouble. As I did. I did not wish to. Let us go and find him. And let us not speak openly of my troubles.
So we're going to visit the waterfront. First of all, you do run into the Maze Runner, the Gypsy Queen. Captain Munson is aboard, and it looks like he's having some repairs done to the hull. The shark is nowhere to be seen.
All right. Captain Munson, how are you doing?
Wondered when y'all would be back. Come on board.
He drops down a ladder.
I'll go on board.
Certainly.
Yep. And he throws you a sack of coins and says,
this is for that mighty fish that you brought in. Unfortunately, I gotta say, it didn't bring in nearly as much as we thought. The damn meat started to rot as soon as we brought it out of the water. Wasn't damn good for anything. Some of them gray-haired, what do they call them, them fellers that work with herbs and flowers and such, they bought a bunch of the bones. I saved the jaws for you, as you asked.
Cool. All right. Sounds great.
Damnedest thing, though. That meat was so rotten and smelt so bad, the harbor patrol here told me I had to get rid of it or they going to fine me. I was about to throw it all off into the sea, and these two really young preacher boys came by, bought the whole mess off of me. And I didn't charge them much because, it's rotten meat. I warned them. I told them it was rotten. They said Lord would provide or some claptrap like that and wheeled it off in a couple of wheelbarrows.
Preacher voice? Yeah. as well.
Oh yeah, it's horrendous.
It does.
It smells like you know, 1,000 cats all urinated right on board. Really strong ammonia smell. Yeah, youngins. That newfangled religion that's going around.
Mormons?
Something like that?
No. Grimes? what is Grimes going under the name of?
Oh, not Grimes, boys. Wouldn't deal with that kind.
Do you know where they went?
They loaded up all the meat they could onto two wheelbarrows, headed off that direction, didn't ask where. It just kind of points down a wide avenue.
It's called Stink Down for a reason.
All right. I appreciate that. Let's,
If you've had any repairs done to your boat, mind if I have a look at it just to make sure, just see how things are?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had a question about what you did to the engines, by the way. What did... Yeah, he grabs you by the shoulders and takes you downstairs.
Yada, 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 blah, blah, blah.
I have some of my co-religionists in town. I need to find them. While you're looking for Fong, I'm going to go try to find my co-religionists. See if I can't get in touch
with
them.
You wish to go off on your own?
Yeah, let's meet back up at Tea Town.
If you die while you're away, do not come running
hallowed,
back.
Hallowed! We've got the hollow card and we're just itching to play it.
Say, meet up 2 hours, 3 hours from now?
Yeah, Tea Town.
Okay.
If anyone else wants to join me, they're more than welcome, but, I mean... Gosh, you're going to need a talking person. You're going to need someone who can speak eloquently when you're speaking with Fong. Yeah, I'll travel with you, and then let's try to find my co-religionist, and then let's go away. Yep, stick with the plan. Plan's a good plan. All
right. Well, you're not down below decks too long, Luke. The simple repairs, they're just reinforcing the hull a bit. You took some damage during that shark attack. Looks like it's all ship shape. Yeah, just some questions about the engine.
Yeah, I'll explain it to him before. Explain it to him again.
Looks good. He figures he's gonna be dry docked for at least another week or so. He could spread that out if he needed to. His cut of the shark was enough that his guys are happy. As a matter of fact, his first mate Timothy is off probably in some opium parlor at this point.
Is Shimpo right?
Actually, he tried to eat some of the meat. He's got some stomach kinda ailments.
Shemp has a death wish. We get that.
Shemp is the wacky sidekick, we know.
we send him off to one of them chink doctors. He should be all right. We figure with all the stuff that they eat, they ought to know how to cure a stomach ailment.
Yeah, he's not afraid of noodles, is he?
No, I don't believe so.
Oh, yeah, maybe now. Anyway.
Right. He says he can easily stay docked for another week. He can extend that out a bit if he needs to. But at least a week he'll be here.
Where are you off to next? Back down to?
Well, it depends on what I can take on board. There's not a lot going out right now. It's another reason why I'm not too interested in leaving yet. I figure I'm going to be taking on, probably some grain here. Any luck?
Maybe not at all textiles. Setting up any possible route for us out there, but to some other place at all. No, not at all.
Eventually he's gonna have to make his way back to Perdition. He's got the parts that he's waiting
but
on.
There's other cities on the coast to visit as well, which we may want to at some point, depending on where the plot takes us.
Mm-hmm. But for now, easily in dock for a week. So just check back with me if you need any longer.
If you need anything from me, you want to come talk over the injury thing, I'm at the Sunrise Hotel.
Yeah, actually, he gives you a little cash and asks if you can bring back a bag of coffee beans. He understands they can be had at up in the Red Lantern Town. He doesn't want to leave the boat.
No, I know an excellent place. Can do. So I assume Tea Town sounds good coffee beans. So,
yeah. There's $150 in the bag.
It's a lot of coffee.
Well, that's in the bag that he gave you for the shark.
Right.
He gave you, you know, a couple bucks for the coffee. You know,
$10. That's not even going to buy him a cup.
Well, yeah. Also, we might need a whole 150 if we want to get him one of those ketchup coffees.
Ocean Blue. Yeah.
Remember, tea time is owned by Starbucks, so it's going to be expensive.
Oh, we'll see what we can do. I'm sure we'll hook you up. It's a good call. Anyway, away after the next bit of plot.
Yeah, you're all gathered aboard. So what was the discussion? Where did you want to go next?
Try to track down Pong.
Okay. Well, you're here at the docks. Does anyone want to ask the captain? I mean, he...
Yeah, sure.
We find Mr. White. No, wait!
Well, Munson, you know, he actually, while he's not great with names, he actually is able to distinguish between one Chinaman and the next.
It's not difficult.
Young, you've got kind of a...
I have a description.
Yeah, you have a description of him. Do you offer anything else, like mannerisms or anything about the boy that would help him?
I do not know if I know any of them. I suppose he
Plagued
might look,
by trouble.
He might look beaten up as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, actually, he actually, well, you know, sometimes I buy such help now and then, and there's a young man that was a particularly good worker. He always came to work pretty much beaten up, though. Always had a black eye or two on him. Did really good work, though. You might check, you know, he points down the wharf. About four or five down, you're going to see one of those, what do they call them, junks? Chinese junks. They got the square sails. I remember seeing them a day or two ago working down there.
We go down there. Oh, we say goodbye to the guy. How much money did we get from him? I'm sorry.
You got $150 for the shark.
Okay, $150. Yep. Sounds great.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was just basically for the bones and some of the organs. The meat was apparently pointless.
Yep. I had that.
Getting good at them bribes in a day.
Yeah, I'm adding that into my bribe money fund.
Yeah, I totally agree, since you're paying for most of the bribes.
Yeah.
So, a few docks down, you get to, in fact, there is a Chinese junk here. It is half pulled up onto the dock. They are doing
some... trying to assuage that white man guilt.
There you go. There are some repairs being done to it. There's some scaffolding built around the front end. There are several young Chinese men doing labor here and there. And I won't make anyone do a spot roll, but you can pick out one that seems to be limping. Looks like he's a little worse for wear, but he's still doing some carpentry.
Young, what's the plan here?
To go and talk to this person. I have a package to deliver to him.
Do we, like, I mean, we could, if he wants to get away from where he is, and he probably should, like, should we hire him? That way he's not in danger?
I do not know what is going on yet. We will find out when we pass.
Okay.
He might wish to leave town. I do not know.
Yeah, we'll see. All right.
May also be cursed. Hey.
All right. I'll let Young take the lead here.
Well, he's going to speak Chinese, so none of us will know what's going on anyway.
Well, he likely
these three white men, throw them in the water for me.
He likely speaks English as well. Cause of, yeah. Anyways, whatever.
As he works on the dock, he may have picked up some words.
And he grew up in perdition, so. Yeah, whatever.
Hello, right. Son of Fong's, whose name we were not given.
Oh, okay, so you greet him with the family.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Ah, well, he stops working, and he gives you... a fairly deep bow and says, "Oh, friend of my family, and I'm glad to meet your acquaintance. Will you speak in Chinese to him?"
"Yes."
"Okay." Speaks it back to you. You notice that he speaks, there are many different Chinese dialects. He speaks a high form. Hmm. His parents sort of did. More like it had been bastardized though. But it's more clear in his speech. So he gives you a very formal greeting back.
Greetings. We came through perdition and were fortunate enough to meet with your parents. They have sent a bundle along
with me for you.
Okay. He looks very excited at this. You hand him the bundle.
I don't have the bundle with me.
Oh.
I didn't expect to. I mean, right. If you want to do it that way. Otherwise, I'm just going to say, we are at. Reside in the hotel, the Sunrise Hotel at the moment.
Well, he says that I have much work to do for the day, but this evening, if you will be available, I would like to come by and share a meal with you and have you tell me how my parents are doing.
Yes, that is good. We will be there then. Bow deeply and go away, really. I mean,
and he goes back to work.
I was not expecting to find him quite so quickly.
All right, well, huzzahs. Easy find. Let's go track down my co-religionists.
I've been casting an eye over the boat out of interest.
All right. Everybody give me notice rolls at +2 as you head off in the direction that Munson had pointed out.
Well, that's a flat 0 for me. Wow.
Wow, indeed.
Sarah with a 25.
Holy goodness.
Wow. Curses.
And Young with an 18.
And Gideon and I just sort of go, look.
Well, the two of you it's just highly sensitive to the ammonia smell in the air. So you're tracking the smell of the rotten fish carcass. Sarah, you're probably noticing a preponderance amount of stray cats that are kind of sniffing in the air and heading in a certain direction.
Well, the cats know where they're fish, so sounds
stray
like
cats. Good lead.
Yeah, let's follow the cats.
Yeah. It's like the Pied Piper with cats. Between the waterfront and Stink Town, kind of like at the border, not quite on one side or the other, but kind of where the two kind of slosh over, where the houses are not lean-tos like in Stink Town, but they're not very good affairs like in the early part of Waterfront. There is a kind of a one building. It looks like it's a converted warehouse. And there's been some attempt in the front to grow a garden, although nothing's really growing. You know, the soil's been tilled and some rope has been strung up, but nothing's really growing there. There is a big barrel, where rainwater, it looks like it is meant to be caught. And there's two young men, working out back, and you hear some murmuring, coming from them as they're working. You're catching little snippets of, Lord bless this X something something, as you're coming around the corner.
Right. Huzzahs! Well, I will be leaving you now. All right. Well, I will, go around the corner and see if I can.
As you pass the front door to this converted warehouse, you look inside and you notice that, some really, poorly put together pews have been set up, with a little stage area. It looks like, a very poor church, has been set up inside. Around the back, there are two young men that have their shirts have been, rolled up to the elbows, and they're, wrist deep in fish guts, and they're cleaning and packaging bits of the shark. You notice though that, the smell, there's no smell here. I mean, it smells like clean ocean. The smell kind of stops, up forward, up front.
Yes. All right.
They kind of stop what they're doing as I round the corner and see this group of people. And one of them calls out, welcome, brothers and sister.
Welcome, brothers. It is...
Greetings.
A sore sight to see fellow travelers of the Church of the Latter-day Saints.
The other one is, looks up and says, hallelujah, a brother! And runs forward, greets you.
So, y'all been in town long? Y'all from Desiree, right?
Yes, sir. Started the mission here about a month ago.
Oh, it's... The Lord works in mysterious ways. I myself am new to this town as well. And
brother, can you lend a hand? And he hands you a knife.
Of course.
He says, we're portioning it off, cooking it, and we're wrapping it up here in this paper. We got some deliveries to make to the starving.
Well, the work of the Lord takes precedence before all things. Let me help.
Yeah, and he's showing you how they're cutting off bits, and they've got a fire nearby where they're smoking the fish, and then they're putting it in packages. And once again, it's brought to mind that the fish smells clean.
Ooh.
It smells fresh, actually.
So, how'd y'all get the fish? We're the ones who brought down this behemoth. How'd y'all get the fish unrotten?
See, I told you, Clark. I told you the Lord provides.
Indeed he does.
Well, there was a captain that was needing to get rid of it. I guess you're the ones that caught the thing. But, we asked the Lord to purify the meat, and hallelujah.
It's great to see that he is always watching over us and listening to our prayers.
Who are your friends? Are they brothers as well?
Unfortunately.
Don't be shy. Grab a knife, guys. There's a lot of work to be done. Lord's work.
Indeed. Unfortunately, they are not. I have, my path has led me down a different road rather than the one of the missionary. I have been instructed to do other things.
Well, certainly they wouldn't mind lending a hand, would you, folks? Clark is producing knives for everybody.
it's the not Lord's at all. Work. Not at all.
There are fine people in this neighborhood and beyond who are not getting the sustenance they need.
Indeed.
Yeah. Well, I start giving them a hand with that, too.
All right. You also are, astonished at the way that it smells like fresh caught, fish. it's not rotten the least bit. The smell stopped, somewhere down the road.
Mm-hmm. I am less than surprised at this.
Is there something we should be doing? A special way of doing this? Should we even be touching it?
Oh, no, it's fine, it's fine. And he shows you, cut off a square like this and stick it inside the smoking tent. And, after a little bit and smoke is, cured the fish, we wrap it up in these wax papers. And there's two kind of wheelbarrows stuck out. He says, this load here, we're going to deliver it to the different soup kitchens in Shanfan. This one here is going out to the Redwoods. There's some starving Indians out in the hills that we,
Well, that is a coincidence, as the Lord does work in mysterious ways.
A little bit ham-handed in.
Coincidences does happen in the service of the Lord there.
Yes, but quite the coinky-dink here. Quite the coinky-dink.
Well, the Lord, I am...
Well, we've been ministered to all. Chinamen, white men, red men, doesn't matter. We're all brothers under the Lord.
As it should be. As it should be.
It just says white men and red men, but Chinamen. Not yellow men.
Because that's a little... Anyways, whatever. All right.
And red men and white men is not racist, is what I'm saying? Yes. You're going to start saying...
Quiet, you!
Everybody. Yep. So, they get a little workstation going on, and the brothers belt out some hymns as they go along. It's been a long time since you've actually been in a service there, Gideon. Some of the tunes are coming back to you.
This is
one thing I do want to do while we're helping out is just take a little bit of raw fish before it gets in the smoking and just put it in my pocket. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure it remains proper once it gets out of certain areas of influence.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a sliver. I'm not saying I'm taking a whole chunk or anything. Just a sliver, just so I can test it.
Okay. All right. I will. In between hymns, I will talk with the brothers and I will get some stories of home and of because.
Go on, young. Ask them about dragons.
They are a musical group, a musical bunch, and they do a lot of hymn singing, and they teach the words to some of the ones you haven't heard in a while, Gideon. They try to get everybody involved if they don't push it too much.
Yes.
But yeah, they've been here for a little bit. They haven't gotten a lot of headway in their mission. They seem to, of course, get the best listening ears when people's bellies are full, and they hold services. They do odd jobs for people here and there just to make a little money to help out those that they can. But they're feeling that their mission, while in God's plan, is not yet shown fruition. But they have a good feeling, the good feeling that with you being here, Gideon,
yes,
it's a sign that they are doing the right thing.
Indeed.
Has God been helping them with the triads?
He's not sure what's a triad.
A triad, unfortunately, this city is under the influence of pernicious gangs. They control most of it and are they are little dictators, little Caligulas.
Well, we've had some harsh words from some folk, but no one's kept us from doing our godly appointed tasks. Most seem just fine with us coming into their neighborhoods.
Were those folk wearing any particular colors?
They are a colorful bunch, yes.
Any particular that stand out that everybody there was wearing?
Well, he goes into, he's seen some people with green and red, and there's some with gray and white. And,
oh, Lord.
They mission all of Shan Fan. They travel everywhere, anywhere we'll let them. They travel about.
Okay.
Doing what they can. They picked up some of the Chinamen speak. They know some words, enough to get by.
Good. If you ever run into any trouble, let me know. I will be more than readily able to help you. And if you don't mind, brothers, I'm a man with a turn of phrase myself. This Sunday, I can, the Lord allows me to speak in the native language when it pleases him. I could give a sermon if you would like.
Surely appreciate it. We don't get too many people come to listen, but maybe with this bounty of food, we'll get a few more this Sunday.
Also, here, let me, I have been tithing as normal to my, sending my earnings back home, of course. However, let me throw a little bit of money in your offering plate, so that way you could perhaps better able to feed the people. And
thank
I will,
you, brother.
I will give him $150.
Wow!
Is that our $150?
No, it is my. It's basically all the money
his
I
tithe.
Have. Yeah, no, it's all the money
oh,
I
it's
have.
It's all the ones. Okay.
It's all of my personal money. I no longer have any personal money. All I have is bribe money.
Well, that will certainly go a long way to help the mission. Bless you, brother.
Of course.
By this time, you're basically rendered down all the meat, and they say, well, cooking up all this meat sure gives a person a hunger. Why don't we all have a meal together?
Of course. Of course. It's been more than it has calmed my soul a great deal to hear the sounds of home. I have not had such a happy way as y'all have out in this world.
Tell us about yourselves. They ask each of you, just as you're sitting around having a meal, why, what brings you all together?
We all work for an investigatory service. Investigating odd occurrences that have happened throughout this land and the, various things that plague people. We seek to aid them and keep evil from further entering this world.
They both look a little, not surprised at what you're saying. And, one of them, Edwin, nods his head and says, yeah, it's like Red Wing says. And the guy says, you're right.
Red Wing?
He's one of the Indians that, we occasionally minister to. He's a good man. He's ailing though. He's probably not much longer for this world. Tale teller of sorts.
All right. Can you give me directions to meet this Red Ring? And my friend here is a doctor. If you could describe his ailment as closely as possible.
He says his bones hurt. He finds it hard to walk occasionally. He's an old man.
Pity. We all meet the Lord in our own way at our own time.
As for where they are, we don't have a particular meeting place. We just go out once a month or so, and we bring out food. And if there's anyone there to meet us, we give it. Otherwise, we leave it in a place that the animals can't get to it. It's usually gone by the next time we get out there.
Okay. Well, if you don't, couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry. We should go out and see if we can find and see if we can help.
Still haven't pretty bad.
We should go out and find him and see if we can help him.
Much better.
Yes, indeed we will. When are you going to set off, brothers?
Well, we were going to deliver this portion here to a different place around Shanfan. This one we were going to take out tomorrow. Well, if you want to divide the work, we can tell you where the spot is, and you can take this load yourselves.
If you would, we'll set out tomorrow for it. We have a couple, it's getting late in the day, and we have a another individual to meet. But
Red Wing should greet you well. He says that we carry the mark, whatever that is. He should see you as a brother.
You two do carry the mark. It is good. The Lord is gracious.
So who eats, by the way?
I will eat.
I'll eat. I mean, they're offering their hospitality. It would be rude to refuse.
Are they offering the fish, or are they offering...
Well, it's fish, and some of it are like, potatoes and some other root vegetables.
Is it the fish we've been carving up?
Yes, it is.
No, not the fish. I'll have the other stuff.
I do not wish to eat off the thing that I have killed either.
Okay. Well, those of you that do eat
that
the fish,
I don't trust.
The fish is not, it's not, a great tasting fish, but it doesn't taste bad. It's filling, if nothing else, it's filling. Those of you who don't eat the fish, the vegetables themselves are oddly filling.
Oh, dear.
The Lord, he works in mysterious ways.
Where are these vegetables from?
Here and there. We scrounge them where we can. We were able to get some potatoes to grow. At least the last missionaries that were here were, he points out the garden. Not many, though, but a few.
What happened to the last of our brothers?
Oh, they went on. We took over.
Oh, okay. I was concerned. This is a harsh world that we live in, unfortunately. Yes. Okay. I will chat with them, particularly, almost wistfully about home and, what they were doing before they felt the call. And,
there, you hear the holy trumpets in the background. No, they were called to Shanfan. This was their first mission. And, they're two very young men. They're, barely into their teens.
Well, as I said, with my parting words, if you ever have any troubles in this city, here's where I'm staying, and contact me immediately. I will do everything I can to help you, and anything that I can offer in time and effort when I am not busy with other duties, I will come by to aid you.
Is anyone still wounded?
Yes, I am.
Anyone who is still wounded, other than Gideon, and that partook of any of the food, you may make a vigor roll as if it's been 5 days of rest.
Besides me. Wow.
As well as
you. Oh, okay. It's like, no.
That's not a good sign.
Alright. I do take my wound modifiers to this.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
But I do get +2 because of Sarah, so it neutrals out.
Do roll.
I'm going to spend a chip on that roll. There we go.
Yeah. Hit it with a raise. That's two wounds back.
This is so good. I love my people.
But Gideon certainly feels better.
y'all will find out some more about my background. I'm from Salt Lake City itself. My father was a merchant there, and he was a food salesman, and I was going to go into his business when I felt when other matters decided to intervene, and I'm very vague about that. So, yep. And Gideon is also a very young man himself, and he seems even younger in the presence of these fine fellows.
How old is Gideon?
About 19, 20.
Ugh. Youngster.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm a very young man. Yep. Well, I'll go back and, yeah, that was great. I will tell them, look at my wounds, how they have closed. Thank you. The Lord indeed has blessed you highly.
I am.
Yeah, we've seen this before. It's not surprising. You've healed us before with the power. Yeah, that's what happens.
Oh, the unbelievers.
Yes.
It's not that we're unbelievers. It's just that we've seen it before. We're not impressed by it anymore.
Look at how lightly they take the Lord's blessings.
Yeah, exactly. I remember how much we were abusing your power in the freaking cave. Like this. Bing! You weren't exactly filling us with reverence and all then either. So, yeah.
Scans at you.
I am more surprised at the miraculous occurrence of the fish.
Yes.
It's well known that the Lord, although you were not.
I was not talking about that. I was talking about the fact that it rotted.
Oh, it's, I
find it remarkable that it rotted that quickly.
Really?
Just when they needed it. Yes.
Well, when it took it out of the water, I suspect the fact that it was in fact a monstrosity in the eyes of the world anyway is somewhat to do with the fact that it wasn't bathed in salt water anymore, probably did tend to degrade it quite quickly. It's not shocking me entirely.
You guys also know that in general, in this part of the country, for whatever reason, things spoil much faster than they should. But even so, just, you know, coming out of the water and start to rot immediately is kind of, that doesn't happen normally.
Yes, it's the Lord. He works in mysterious ways.
So it is Satan.
I was considering the possibility that he had a helping hand.
Well, I mean, yes, the Lord provides for those who do his work. It could have been him who turned the meat to rot and then allowed these fine young gentlemen to buy it. Such events have been known to happen. The Lord provides for those who do his and not so much for those who do not. Anyways, back to the
extra beast telling me you're surprised they found golden plates in the desert.
Right. No, I believe they found the golden plates in New York. Upstate New York.
Yeah. Upstate New York. Anyways.
Actually, wasn't the Redmen because they were failed to fight for Jesus or something when he popped over 2,000 years ago or something?
Anyways. Let us, let's go back and make sure that we're ready for fall when he shows up.
All right, so you guys go back to the house. Mm-hmm. Luke, yes, you still have fresh fish in your pocket.
Okay. I feed it to a cat on the way by then.
That cat follows you home.
Yeah, sure it does. Something I want to have a word with Yong about, and it's not like we're having it in private or anything. It's Captain Martha wants me to get some coffee beans. It occurs to me that it might be useful to know, well, I'm sure Tea Time gets a good supply in it. Possibly, his name, Tam, gets the good stuff. So if we could find who supplies him, that might be a better place to buy better coffee beans from.
I suspect everybody supplies him.
Yes, but who directly supplies him the coffee? Because he's going to go with whoever gives him the best coffee bean.
I think whoever he wants. And if they are not the best, be. They do not supply coffee beans to anybody anymore.
Yeah, well, then we find exactly. So if we find out who supplies the coffee beans to, in other words, find out who does the main food supply for the...
Yeah, you have to track down the coffee mafia. That's what you're doing now.
It also could provide us a way in if we want to try and get in there via the food delivery route.
I have no interest in speaking to him at all. I do not know why others of this group do either.
Why? The reason why I'm interested is because we're going to need to...
He runs the place. We're going to run up against him sooner or later, no matter what happens.
He is in charge of the gangs. He can give us some information and some help to deal with Thin Noodle Maw, who we need to deal with sooner or later.
Why?
Why? Because Thin Noodle Maw has an unhealthy interest in artifacts of the occult.
And he spread the rumor that he was the person looking for this.
Yes, but he...
Sam has a kill policy on people using that.
Yes, but there are restraints, and we need to speak with him to see what's going on with this.
If he does not act to keep his position when somebody has broken his no tolerance law, he does not run the city anymore.
There are different levels of running a city. As soon as he does not act on this thing
which he has previously said, I don't want to happen in my city.
Yes, he is not an absolute dictator. We will see. If we speak with him, we can find out more of the game that he is playing.
At the very least, at the moment, we can get good coffee beans for Captain Marsden.
Well, I mean, that's way too much work. Honestly, that's too much work for coffee beans. We need to be going. So let's wait for Fong. Deal with that.
So you guys are going back to the sunrise, and you're going to wait for Fong to come. All right.
Yeah, and pack. We'll pack also various firearms as well, so that we can also deliver those.
Okay. Sounds good. Near end of the, late into the afternoon, slightly before evening, one of the servants of the hotel comes up and just knocks on one of the doors up there at random. We'll say it's Sarah's door, and there's a Chinaman here asking to see a Mr. Did you give your name as Young or John?
John. I am Mr. John.
Yes. He's here to see a Mr. John?
Yes. One second. John? I yell a bit. Can you hear me?
Yes. This.
John, you have a visitor.
Please bring him up here to our conference room thing that we have here.
Over. Yes, okay. I bring him into the conference room. John will be here in a minute.
Well, actually, he goes down to retrieve the Chinese man. It was just one of the bellhops that came up to tell you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Well, but has there been any sign of our rooms being searched while we've been out?
Give me a notice roll.
I actually meant to set up the usual sort of traps and stuff, but I forgot to mention it.
Yep. Give me a notice roll if you want to see if anything's been gone through.
Is that for everyone or just John?
Everyone who cares.
I care.
We're not noticing anything.
Yeah, I got a zero.
I got a success, but I'm not exactly... A success I don't think is going to give us anything interesting. And Young doesn't care. Right.
Yeah, so I care. I just did not think of it at the time, so yep. I am not wrong.
So, nothing
seems... You see me looking around at the moment, so you may want to have a look for it anyway.
But
that's the point. We're looking now.
No one seems to notice that anything's moved. Nothing seems to be missing.
Okay.
Okay.
Always ask these stuff. Well, can't ask these stuff.
Well, Fong is brought up and brought to your dining meeting area. John, are you greeting him alone, or is everybody there?
Oh,
I'm going to let... As soon as John shows up, I'm leaving.
Okay. Oh. He's got a pretty bad limp, but he seems to be eschewing any kind of cane, and he's trying not to, you know, make any sign of pain come over his face as he's got what looks to be, you know, like a picnic basket with him.
Did he have a limp earlier?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He says, I bring you some food that it may have been a while since you've had from the old country and from the Middle Kingdoms. Makes out, you know, a batch of rice wine and...
Your parents offered the same hospitality. Grateful to both of you.
If Young doesn't mind, I will be there.
No, it is fine. Please. Right.
You'll be offered some of the food as well.
I will partake of anything that is good for me. I make sure to sniff things just so that I don't...
It's very spicy. Everything is very spicy.
Good. Yes. You appear to be a young man with some troubles.
Cool. It's the troubles of this life. Nothing that I cannot withstand.
Is there...
I, too, suffered the troubles which... believe you are suffering. I was ultimately driven from the town. I have not been back many a year.
Such has not been my lot yet. I have managed to continue to find work and stay out of the business of the triads.
Why are you so eagerly sought?
I'm a young man. He shrugs and says, the gangs need young men to grow.
Was that typical behavior in your time here, Young? Because that
pretty
sounds
much, yes.
That more sounds like people gearing up for war rather than the average business of gangs.
Well, that they were gearing up for war. That's why Young pointed out that there's only one strong triad now.
Yeah, I mean it's odd that they would continue to do this. If they are not currently engaged in warfare, it's very odd behavior for organizations to do. Most odd.
They're always looking for the young. Anyone who's shows a low spirit and is willing to do harm unto others.
Well, why do you stay here then?
It is a penance.
A penance for?
In my past, I did something that I have great shame for and I'm atoning for.
There are many ways to atone. To fail to atone before due to outside influence is not something I think that should befall anyone. It's not.
Nonetheless. We have exchanged many words without your package being delivered.
Oh, yes. I'm anxious to see what my mother and father have sent. Oh, he's speaking English, by the way, since you're in there, Gideon.
Excellent.
It's actually pretty good English.
Yeah, I would figure so. All right. We give him the package, I guess, or phone.
Yes, I got no reason to withhold it from him or anything, so here's a package.
And he bows deeply to you, and he opens the package. And he looks inside for a moment, and tears comes to his eyes. And he lays the package down, and he pulls out a deep, kind of almost a royal purple-colored, what do they call it, a gi belt.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at it, and also wrapped up inside... is something that looks like, to Gideon's eyes, it's a three-tined fork. And he takes both of these. He bows very deeply to you, John. It looks like I have been forgiven.
No.
Your family? It was a judgment on your family? From your family, Ron?
Yes. It seems that...
They spoke of you with nothing more than reverence. Nothing less than reverence, I should say.
It seems that my time here has come to an end. And he puts the purple sash on and he tucks the odd implement into the belt. It seems that I can now continue with my life. He gives you a very deep bow again.
Wearing this will make you more of a target than it did before. Are you certain you wish to do this when you are not leaving town immediately?
No, it is time for me to leave now.
What does this signify?
He smiles and, you know, just his countenance has just got all kinds of joy on it. And he says that, my sins have been forgiven and I've been accepted. My apprenticeship starts.
What are you apprentice of?
It is an old Chinese tradition.
One of?
You would not understand it.
Do I understand it? Because Richard is at a loss, eh?
Right, so yeah, he goes, he has to speak Chinese, but he is, apparently his family were members of the Shaolin Church. Well, not really a church, but the Shaolin discipline. His segment of the family did something to dishonor the family. And they were not allowed to pass on their martial traditions. They were not allowed to practice. They were forbidden from doing certain things. And apparently this package has been a release from that.
Interesting. We heard that there was a group of Shaolin in the city. Will you be joining them or?
He shakes his head and says, no, it's not in the city. It's just past the city you call Shannonsburg. It's between here and, Lost Angels.
Oh, okay. Do you need any assistance?
He smiles and says, no, I believe I will be fine now.
Oh, okay. If you happen to need any money, merely ask. Or any need of contacts or whatnot, I'd be more than willing to help you out, sir.
He declines and says that I have all that I need now. But at some time you find yourself in need, I owe John a debt.
John is the name I go by here, for fear of. As I said, I was run out. I am still not welcome back here. My name is Jean Xiang.
Because it's important to have the correct name to go with the debt.
Does Hong remember? Oh, Zhang Jiyu. Oh, yes, your name gets cursed every day.
Right. Okay. He has a little bit more conversation with you, but it's obvious that he is now...
going.
Very interested in leaving.
Alright, well, I'll sketch a bow and I wish you nothing but fair winds on your journey. Godspeed.
Okay.
The three tuneful that it was. It's a sigh. Yes.
Yes, it is.
Right. So everybody else has actually seen that as well. So that's.
It was just you and Gideon there. The rest of us were. Did you say it was late afternoon, early evening?
It's like really late afternoon, beginning of the evening.
Okay. Going out now might be a while. Don't wait up.
Luke flees the Sunrise Hotel. And you now apparently have a contact within the 37th chamber.
So, tell me all the secret knowledge you know about dragons.
Yes.
Dragons.
Go to school, then come back and tell me everything.
All right.
Spend your life learning about dragons, and then come back and impart all the knowledge to me, and then your debt will be clear.
What's Luke wanting to do?
Go buy tea time, pick up some coffee. He'll add $10 of his own money as well to get some decent brew.
Okay. Yeah, for the money he gave you, you could get, you know... a sack of coffee beans, nothing special. If you throw in some of your own money, you can get a better blend.
Yep. And take it over to Marston. If he...
Give me a notice roll.
where's my notice roll? Notice anything!
Oh,
I notice everything!
Yep, you're being followed. Discreetly and at a distance, but you're being followed.
Good for them. They see me going to the waterfront.
Alright.
And depending if Marsden wants to chat away the night or whatever, the setting's fine.
Oh, yeah. Otherwise. He invites you to, you know, share in the coffee and you can grind up some and you guys can shoot the crap about engines and whatnot.
Yep.
Well then, I guess it's tomorrow morning then.
And, we're at the 2 hour mark. Let's take a five.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.